Present.
Mr. Graham?
Present.
Ms. Lapica?
Present.
Mr. Neubecker?
Present.
Mr. Brangle?
Present.
And then Mr. Preston, who's our new member, who couldn't be here today, is not here. And then we just need a motion to approve the remote participation by Anita Maas, who's attending to a family situation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
June 14th, you've got regular minutes and executive session minutes.
Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I will. Motion to approve the minutes from last meeting as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Yeah, so I want to introduce Eric Wagner this morning. Eric is the executive director. Are you the executive director or are you the president?
It's the same thing.
That's why Eric and I get along so well. Eric runs the Visit Oak Park Tourism Bureau and has done a yeoman's job so far in the last couple years or year or so since he's been there to really reshape how that organization runs. And so just by way of background, and Eric can explain this a little bit more, the areas are broken up into various geographical regions for tourism purposes. So Visit Oak Park is the Tourism Bureau essentially for the western suburban area, including River Forest. And so while Eric gets his funding mostly from the state of Illinois through tourism dollars, and then the Village of Oak Park contributes dollars mainly through their hotel tax revenue, because they have a hotel, that's where they get most of their funding, we are working with him to identify other opportunities to collaborate and for partnership. And so one of the things we're starting to dabble into is the idea of the village starting to engage in more marketing efforts. And so Eric's going to give you a presentation today, and we're just looking for your feedback. It's what I see as a low-cost, low-risk, high possibility of return for the village. And I think, with Eric's leadership and technical expertise, I think we could see some positive results out of this. So with that, he's going to make a brief presentation, and if you have any questions, we can go from there.
Yes, thank you, Eric. I will try to be brief. Thank you, commissioners, for the opportunity to be here today. I'm Eric Wagner with Visit Oak Park. Just want to talk to you a little bit about who we are and what we do. I just love to always begin with this quote. This is from the guy who created the Pure Michigan campaign. And I think it's an important quote. It says a lot about how tourism can really serve as that economic development tool. A little bit about Visit Oak Park. So Visit Oak Park is the state-certified convention and visitor bureau for Western Cook County. What does that mean? That means that we get state funding to market Western Cook County as a regional tourism area. So we not only represent Oak Park, but we represent 17 other communities in Western Cook County. Oak Park indeed gives us pretty much their hotel, their entirety of their hotel motel tax to be served as our local match that enables us to get our state funding. So for every $1 I get locally, I get $2 back from the state. So it's a pretty awesome opportunity for us to promote this area. Illinois is the only state that does tourism like this. In every other state, the state collects the hotel motel tax and they market the entire state on their behalf. Illinois doesn't do it like that. About a third of the hotel motel tax goes to Chicago, and another third goes to the Office of Tourism, and another third goes to the rest of the state, so that the rest of the state has money to market itself for tourism. So we have a unique opportunity here that most states don't offer to other local communities. So what does that mean for River Forest? River Forest is one of our communities. It means you get free advertising and marketing from Visit Oak Park and also from the Illinois Office of Tourism. It is a no-cost partnership. Every year we send a letter to the mayor asking if you want to be included as one of our communities. The mayor signs off, sends a letter back to us. We send that, all those letters to the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois adds up all our communities as a formula. So it's all the hotel motel tax, all the food and beverage tax, and all the population for these communities. And it adds up to get us our budget. We have about an $890,000 budget to market for this area. A little bit about me really quick. So before I was here, I was the appointed by the governor to serve as the assistant deputy director of tourism. I did that for 4 years. Before I came to Visit Oak Park, we completely redid Illinois tourism marketing, new branding, new website. We got rid of the old travel guide, created a new inspiration travel magazine for the state. We launched a whole bunch of innovative marketing programs like our Illinois Made campaign. One of the campaigns we launched that brought back about $9 for every $1 we put into it, knowing that what people want to experience when they travel are those local authentic gems. So we created the Illinois Made program as one of our initiatives to help us promote the state. We have record-breaking tourism every year, and that was because we were really strategic with our dollars. As we know, the world is changing dramatically. Everything right now is kind of moving to mobile. In fact, websites are now being designed with mobile first before anything else. So we were really strategic, getting through the budget impasse in order to get record-breaking tourism for all 4 years we were there, even under some extraordinary circumstances. And it was because we were really strategic and targeted using our money in digital. All these photos, by the way, are photos that we took last summer to help build up our arsenal of assets for Visit Oak Park. What I really try to do in the year I've been here is meet the demands of today's consumers. Today's consumers are, they are very demanding, and they are looking for things like a beautiful website. They are looking for storytelling. They are looking for beautiful video. They're looking for beautiful photography. And one of the things that I'm trying to do at Visit Oak Park that we never did before was trying to do it in an integrated approach. So making sure that everything works together, whether it's your web, whether it's your social, and your advertising, make sure that it all works together to really maximize the dollars that you're putting into the marketplace. So I'm excited that we're finally being able to do that. At Visit Oak Park, we have a new brand. We have a new logo. We have a new brand message, Meet Us Here. It's a versatile message that helps me include our other communities, so it could be Meet Us at Brookfield Zoo, it could be Meet Us at River Forest, it could be Meet Us at Franklin Wright. Just a few examples of where we're going with our marketing and how I'm trying to elevate it on a whole new level. You'll see the brand message here, and then what we've also tried to do is use an icon system to help reinforce the experience that people have, and then also using the icon system to call out our other communities. I don't think I have any examples in here. But what we try to do is use the third icon that could be like River Forest or Brookfield to help us just make sure we're including other communities, because our name is Visit Oak Park, but we do represent other communities, so we needed to make sure that we were working to include our other communities. We have a brand new website, just launched last month. We're still building, but we've got a beautiful website designed off the Enjoy Illinois website, which I helped build when I was at the State Office of Tourism, which won Best Travel Website of the Year from the U.S. Travel Association in 2017. I took the same team. I said I needed help me build a new Visit Oak Park website. So we have a new website that just launched that we're continuing to build on. We also got rid of our standard old visitor guide, and what we did is created an inspiration guide. I gave you copies here. It was polybagged this spring with Midwest Living and the Chicago Magazine, and it went out to about 320 of their subscribers in 5 states. We also put it in the Chicago Tribune, and then I overran about 30,000 copies to try to get distribution here locally. So new strategies of how we're trying to get people to come here. We're using this as a tool for outsiders to get them to come here, as opposed to just a tool that's here when people are here. You'll see I'm actually really proud. River Forest is in there a lot. Because you have a lot to offer, and so I'm really excited about all the opportunities we had to get River Forest in there. We also have a new brand video. I'm going to show you it. It's really quick. Oh, and there's no. It's only the music you're missing. Sorry. But just trying to show you the investments we've been making in video and photography, because that's what sells. So this is just a preview of where we're going in our new brand video that we're using. This sits on the website, and then the only thing I want to do is I want to turn this into a commercial and get this on television as well. It needs to be cut down a little bit. But just showing you a little bit of where we're going to help market the area. Just a little preview of where we are, where we're going. Our new social media launch, this is just really quickly run through this. These are just examples of our creative that we put in the market. I just want to show you how we're elevating our marketing. So here's where you all come in. So what I'm excited that we're able to do now is offer what we're calling destination marketing services. So for our partner communities who want to, we're able to create essentially your own tourism website as part of our website. So you'd have a landing page for your community, you'd have your own community brand mark, you'd have your own community URL, visitriverforestil.com. We will work on our end to handle most of the content, the video, and the photography. We also handle things like SEO, and then if you wanted to do any marketing campaigns, now that you have a strong digital presence, we'd be able to help do that and make sure it happens in an integrated marketing way. Oh, my slides are a little off. This is actually our upcoming, I've got about $75,000 left in our budget, so what I'm doing is I'm trying to be strategic with it. So we're doing a digital campaign to help support Visito Park as we launch to get us through August, September, and October of this year. So these are just examples of the creative. These are banner and display ads that will be all online. And then the other thing tying in with destination marketing services is our new marketing and advertising partnerships. So what I'm saying to all of our attractions, our communities, our key tourism stakeholders is, I want to market this area as much as you do. So I'm willing and able to, with our state funding, I'm able to help either initiate a campaign for you, or I'm also willing to co-op with you, and I'm willing to match you on whatever marketing initiatives you want to initiate. So you want to do a $50,000 campaign for River Forest, I'm willing to match it at $50,000, and we'll do a $100,000 campaign together. So that's essentially where we're going. It depends on the approach and how much money and where you want to go, but we can make it a comprehensive campaign that encompasses print, digital, TV, radio, out of home. It all depends on what the village wants to do and what we can both agree on would work for both of us. But I'm open to all of those different marketing opportunities, and I'm also open to matching you with your marketing budget. We've entered into two new community partnerships. Riverside and Brookfield are two great examples. Riverside, quite frankly, admitted they have a terrible website. They have issues with their website. So they're looking for us to give them a new branding and a new digital presence, because they know that at the core of any marketing these days, you have to have a strong website. You just have to. Brookfield looking for the same thing. Both of those communities have, Brookfield does not have a website at all to help market themselves. So both of them are happy that we're able to enter into these services. So we're going to be moving forward, launching this year with their budget and trying to be scalable. We'll be launching a digital campaign for them.
Are you also representing Forest Park?
We are. Yes. So that's one of our 18 communities as well. They are talking to me as well right now.
There might be an opportunity in the future to do something on Madison Street,
yes,
which might be kind of a JV for that block that we're trying to develop.
Yes, that is. I'm talking to them. I'm talking to the chamber right now about all this. They're very interested in what we have to offer to help them too. So suggestions for a partnership, if you wanted to, I gave you the page, Destiny Marketing Services page, so you can take a look at that. But basically what we're proposing, if you'd be interested, is a landing page on our website for River Forest. We would work out and handle all the content, videography, photography, event listings. We'd get user-generated content on there, and we'd handle the SEO. And then we can enter into a marketing partnership with the money. It depends on the amount, but I think we were talking maybe $5,000. Mm-hmm. With that amount, I think it probably makes sense to do something digital because it helps you just reach, it helps you maximize the number of people you can reach with that amount of dollars. Year two, I'm open to any other marketing partnerships you want to enter into. A little bit about cost. So it's only a $3,000 fee. I'm really only charging you what are my hard technological costs. And with the website we built, it's only about a $3,000 charge to get the landing page built. And it's about a $1,000 fee annually to keep maintaining it on the technological end.
That includes content production, you know, and writing.
Doing a lot of that anyway, so it just kind of makes sense. And then the great thing is that not only would the stories be on your particular website for River Forest, but they'd also be on mine. So, and my website will have hundreds of thousands of dollars behind it. So what's great about having the websites linked is if people are coming on to visitopark.com and they're seeing an article about River Forest, they get linked to that article and then they also get linked to your page.
And I'm assuming like all the marketing is pretty similar through the different communities, so it all kind of looks seamless. For instance,
yes.
You know, our branding will be somewhat tied to...
Yes.
Okay.
The idea is trying to make sure it's all integrated and trying to make sure that there's kind of just...
One voice, kind of, yeah.
The branding. Because if we're really... It's one of those things, stronger together, it kind of is true. And then, again, I'm going through my budgeting right now, but... and I'm on the state's fiscal, so I'm on a... July to June fiscal, so I'm working through figuring out what other different partnerships I'll do from now until next summer. But again, I'm open to marketing match opportunities.
And again, as Eric pointed out, you know, that when we talk about like a website, we're looking for something else. I mean, so the village will have its continue to operate its village website. About departments and meeting agendas and stuff, that will stay the same, that won't change. This is to develop something else to help promote and push kind of that River Forest brand a little bit. That we don't, and quite frankly, municipalities of our size really don't usually get into too much. You see it more on a larger scale, maybe with a Schaumburg or a Naperville and obviously the city of Chicago. So the idea in, you know, in conversations like we've had with the realtors in town, you know, they're trying to help push and identify the brand of River Forest. The same goes for the businesses and all those other partnerships. So I think the idea being here is there's a lot of things we could do. Let's start small. Let's make a $5,000 contribution. Let's get a dedicated website set up. Let's do some of these digital marketing efforts, and then let's just continue to build off of that.
So Eric, is the website they go to visitopark.com to get to us?
So if we, they would, no, they would go to, well, they could get there from there. Otherwise, if we did do a campaign for River Forest, you'd have your own URL, you'd have your own web, your own landing page, your own website, and they could go directly to that.
And the print material, would it be this?
Okay. Yes, so that's actually what I'm doing with Visitor Park on behalf of everyone. So, but so that's a specific thing that I just did for Visitor Park. If you wanted to do something else related to print, I could be
able to. And your funded by the hotel tax in Oak Park and then the state. So why is it called Visit Oak Park?
So in order for me to get Oak Park's hotel motel tax, in my contract it says we need to be called Visit Oak Park. And it's actually not a bad thing because Oak Park has a lot of key attractions that are not only just a national draw, but quite frankly an international draw. Frank Lloyd Wright, Hemingway. So in many ways, I see Oak Park as the gateway to Western Cook County. And you'll see what I tried to do with this piece is try to link the communities together with itineraries in ways that get travelers to come in and say, because everyone, when they go somewhere, they say, what else is here, right? So I try to do, you'll see with architecture, I said, if you're interested in Frank Lloyd Wright and you're here for your Takeda Oak Park, come see the home and studio, go through the historic district, but then guess what? You can do a driving tour and see the homes here, the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture here in River Forest. Stop at, you know, River Forest Chocolates, and then go down to Riverside to go see the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture there. So we've tried to link these communities, and one of the things I'm trying to do is extend people's itineraries.
So,
because I think every community can benefit in one way or another. What I said to a lot of my mayors is people want local authentic gems. So, you know, say we do a children's or a family itinerary where I'm saying, you know, go to Brookfield Zoo, but guess what? They also have the world's largest video arcade. And on your way up to the Cernan Earth and Space Center, you know, stop at whatever restaurant. It's great for your kids. Another way in which other communities can benefit.
So for the initial investment we're talking about here, it's really related to a online marketing, nothing print or anything.
Nothing print right now. Just with that small amount, it's I want to maximize where the dollars would go, and that's why I'm trying here and kind of justify why a digital strategy makes the most sense. It's either enables you to reach the most people, and also to start getting some key metrics that can help inform who's interested in River Forest and what's here. How you expand your reach to that audience.
And is this published annually?
So I'm seeing what I want to do with that next year. I purposely didn't timestamp it because I want to see if I can get 2 years out of it. This was a pretty penny. This is about $100,000. So it's very expensive. I mean, even in adding this is $17,000. I mean, everything is extremely expensive. So I just wanted to see how this went, and I want to continue to see how it performs, and then look at it and evaluate it and see what we do next year. I could, what I'm thinking of doing is simply reprinting and sending it out to different markets in the Midwest with their readership. But I want to see how it does. So to be determined. I do think we print something every year. I think print is changing, and again, we've been really strategic with it, which is why we went this route. I do think print is important on one level.
I have, for some comments, I ran an SEO business before, and one of the concerns I have is that the content going on Visit Oak Park and the same content on our site, we're unlikely to ever score as the primary search results. That's one result. That doesn't mean that there's not some value there, but the thing that would help me feel that there's more value here is to have a quantification of how many business profiles are we going to get up front. Every month, what should we expect? Because I'm not really, there's not a tangible sense of here's what we're gonna get. And I don't necessarily think it's none of the world that our content would be in Visit Oak Park too, because it could funnel stuff that way. But the reality is Visit Oak Park is gonna get most of search engine results. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have value for us. But in terms of you know, the proposal, it would be great if you can kind of write something up so we know for $5,000 on launch, we're gonna have, you're going to start off with maybe profiling two homes, a public building, something like that, maybe featuring maybe the tennis club or whatever it is, so that we have an idea of what we're getting up front in terms of stuff besides your same website with a different color on the front page in terms of content generation. I think that's where the value is going to be added for us. Because even if the content's in Visit Oak Park, it might be pulling people into our businesses.
And we will write articles just for River Forest that will sit on that page. I mean, it's not, we can,
that's kind of like what I'm looking for. When I've done proposals and stuff like this, I usually want to understand, okay, what unique content featuring us, how much volume of content are we going to get every month, every quarter, and up front?
If I look at the return on the investment, please correct me, but I can think of three establishments that serve food, plus a wonderful chocolate shop. Some potential new retail potential. It's going to take a while on Madison. What would we get back? Is having more people see Frank Lloyd Wright houses here. That's not an economic return. Seeing Trailside Museum, a lovely place, the county publishes and highlights that. Getting more traffic in to see some Frank Lloyd Wright houses, which are lovely, or, you know, for his interesting historical type poems. I'm trying to see the, when I look at Oak Park, downtown Oak Park, LaGrange, Riverside, Brookfield, they all have a much larger shopping, multifaceted shopping, entertainment, restaurants, stores, than River Forest will conceivably ever have, just because we're, we don't have the geography to do it, unless we start tearing down places, but our budget would prevent that anyway. So I'm trying to see how, what we're getting back. And $5,000 doesn't concern me per se, it's just, it concerns me that we're, are we gonna get even $1 in return? Well, you know, and that, you know, that's pie in the sky. I don't see, just having more people come in and look around is nice, but not necessarily a return on a bedroom community.
Well, when I think about when Eric's talking to developers or we're doing that with them, it would be nice to have something that would highlight our area in a way that they would say, look, this is a place we can come to. This, I mean, I think more and more communities are going to be doing this. And right now we don't have anything really to show them. I mean, if you're a developer without any idea of what River Forest is all about, if you've not heard it, it would be nice to have something that would highlight it. And I think at $5,000 with a match, to me it's... I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think it's actually a really good point. But we have to have some vision of what we want. Do we want more retail? I mean, we want some of that. We want to be able to have that, and I think this might be a way to draw some of that in, at least to a certain degree, and it's not a huge investment.
Yeah. The other thing I would say to that point is that I although we're working with the Tourism Bureau, I see this as more of a benefit to develop the overall and push the overall brand of River Forest, right? And so, as I mentioned before, when we talk to folks like the realtors, they are competing and working very diligently on a day-in and day-out basis to help bring people into this community to say, here, you don't have to go to Hinsdale, you don't have to go up to the North Shore, what about River Forest? And some people still say, well, where's River Forest? And so I could put the best municipal website together, but that's not going to sell people on this community. So what we're trying to do is say, you know, to the SEO comment, when someone puts in River Forest, instead of the Park District website or the Village Organization website, I want Visit River Forest at the top, that someone's going to look at and say, wow, look at this great community. I want to live here or I want to come and visit here. And so I think it's trying to create more brand, helping to establish the brand of River Forest and then promote that more.
Yeah, I agree with Eric. If the shift isn't just about visit, but it's about visit, live, own a business here, live here, that has more value to us. And I know that's not totally in alignment with your focus, but what I could see would make this nice is if we, you know, you did profiles on each of the schools, you had the principals talk, you added the video. We profiled Madison Street about here's opportunities, here's what our income reaches nearby, which is getting more than just tourism.
Yes.
But I think that would give us a lot more value.
Yeah, things like watching the kids play Little League. I mean, that's a huge thing here, and that's a great...
But just profiling the community, we don't have that much for tourism. I mean, that's the sad thing.
And so the idea here is we have something that Eric's already started in terms of some of the marketing tourism components, and we can... Again, this is not something we're going to do all in one shift. We have to start somewhere and build off of that. If you were to do your own marketing campaign, branding campaign, I mean, you're into the six figures, right? So here is, let's start something that we can then, and if we go digital, it's going to be a lot easier to be pliable and build off of that as opposed to the print campaigns that become, for us, I don't think would work, right? So that's kind of the method of madness here.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think you do make great points. It's a matter of how do you get people general awareness about River Forest and give them a spot where they can go to learn more. I would also say, too, one of the things is there's a cost to doing, you know, to marketing your community, but there's also an opportunity cost to doing nothing. So in this you know, one of the reasons why our communities are excited to partner with us is they see an opportunity to do something and then also have an opportunity to amplify it with us. So.
I guess what I'm not clear on is what we're getting.
Well,
I know that this is in that world, this is not much money. Will it be a Visit RiverForest.com page?
Correct, yes.
Standalone, not a link from Visit Oak Park?
Correct.
Correct.
But the besides a different logo on it, I think the thing that would help us to move forward is if you could write up, okay, on launch, here's what you're getting. We're going to profile one school. We're going to profile a business. We're, you know, so some sense of the schedule, and then what we're going to get going forward for, you know, the ongoing, so that over time we get a lot of content. And I think that schedule, I think if you can put that together, get it to Eric, you know, we can look at it at the next meeting. I definitely think this could be helpful to us. It's just putting another face on this part without some idea of the content we're getting for our community. I think that's where our concerns are.
And I'm assuming on Visit Oak Park, ideally you'd have almost like little icons like this throughout,
right.
One with River Forest, Brookfield, you tap on that and it would just send you right to the...
There would be links, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a very low-cost entry to an identifiable brand already. I do have some concern. It's Visit Oak Park, so it's like, okay, well, that doesn't say River Forest. To your point, you know, the first thing you have in here is a map, which is helpful because at least it says it's broader than that. It'd be great to have Visit Oak Park and then all the icons below it of all the other communities. So you see, oh, it's about a regional play here. But I do think, you know, I've been a long advocate that even in with our RFP searches and all that, I totally agree we have to broaden the horizon for River Forest. We can't change who we are. We don't have a lot of economic, we have limited economic opportunity, but what we have to, you know, do proceed wisely with. So we're not going to be a big tourism draw, but I've always said we should be part of Oak Park, particularly Oak Park. When we write our RFPs, let's talk about what's happening in Oak Park because it affects what happens on Lake Street here, just to your point. You know, so I think it's absolutely, I mean, I think it's a great thing. I think we should quantify a little bit what it is. But I think it's a great thing. I'd love, again, in the front page to get every icon on there because I think that's important to help say it's broader than Visit Oak Park is the engine, but it's about all these communities. Make it very easy for people to understand. Oh, great! And to your point, it's a multi community experience, which I think is fantastic. So.
All right. So what we'll do, I will work with Eric then to refine the proposal a little bit, put more of the, I guess maybe more of the deliverables and items that we'll see in the website on the digital strategy. He and I will rework that and we'll bring that back at the next meeting.
But I think too, it would be helpful, Eric, if you could kind of put it in different options. Like if we wanted to do a video a quarter, that might cost more than $1,000 a year.
Yes.
Yeah. So
well,
I'm cognizant of this stuff to give us some idea of what we're getting. It's really, if you can.
That would be where we'd have to talk about what, you know, sort of budget you would want to help with that, because those do get expensive. I'm committed and willing to do, because I just realized we needed brand videos individually for the other communities that came in. So I'm willing to do that, but after that, it does get expensive. We do have also an urban local made. Before I came to Visit Oak Park, we had they had a program called Urban Local Made. It was like a local version of Illinois Made, and I like it actually, and I want to expand on it. So I thought actually a great video that I could do out of my state budget would be for River Forest Chocolates, because they just are doing a really great thing there. So yes, I'd be committed to probably doing those two videos out of my state budget potentially. But anything beyond that, we have to talk just budget-wise, because...
So just give us some options.
Yeah, it'd be good to know as you go forward
like,
as well.
You
know,
how many unique
maybe
content
next year.
Pieces with photos are we going to get a month?
Or could we get in years to come? If
yeah,
things
so that we
yeah.
know the ongoing cost, because I think we're likely to want to do something, but we just want to know what we're getting, so that if it's working, we might want to crank it up and do more. But...
Yeah, and again, this is our first foray into this, so I want to kind of crawl before we walk, so I want to at least, you know, develop that baseline. But again, the benefit of the digital component of it is you can, it's very easy to add on and go from there. So,
archive.
But yeah, no, we've got some feedback. We'll be in touch and we'll get it figured out.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Eric.
Thanks.
If we want to go into, we can jump into executive session.
No other projects.
So we'll need a motion to go into executive session to discuss acquisition of real property and the potential sale lease of real property.
So moved.
Seconded.
All right, motion to adjourn the meeting. Before we do that, August 9th would be our next meeting. Just checking out.
You know what, that's going to be a problem for me. I've got to try to pick up my kids.
Okay. All right.
Is
16th?
I'm not sure that I'll be back.
All right, well, let's do this because you got to run.
Yeah.
Next meeting, TBD. I'll send out a poll, get everyone to put down. All right.
Okay.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you, folks.
Thank you.